and we don't think that we need a lot of help from a lot of human beings, then we're sadly mistaken. And the only thing that could ever possibly be is that we remain the same person sober that we were when we were drinking and using. And these three factors of alcoholism, ego, and self, I can't see any alcoholic in the world, once they're looked at or exposed or talked about in any kind of scratching the surface of what they are of these factors of alcoholism, ego, and self, saying that they are not deadly, and saying that they are not self-created, and saying that is not trouble for me to go into. It's okay for me to go into ego. Say it now. Try it now. See if it works. It's okay to go into alcoholism. It's okay to go in self. There's no character, which means that something is telling you it's not okay, and if you think it's you, you're wrong. It is a power greater than you telling you that. It's a power greater than you that centers you and always has centered you, and you've created all these blocks that this power is now saying, let me help you remove them. And that begins by getting honest with me, but not through me, through man or woman, in your own circle, in your own ideas. And what you're going to learn is what you're up against. Incrementally, we're going to tear it down piece by piece, because you can't handle the whole pie. You can't handle the truth. You know, and it's true. It's like, I know for sure in my life in recovery, as every year has gone by, that there are things that come up that had they come up the year prior to that, I would have crumbled and fallen. But I realized that the reason they didn't come up is because I wasn't ready to handle them.